Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
They're here.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back. It is hour two of In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The place to be on the weekends when you want to laugh, you want some fantasy talk, and you also are willing to accept we go off on a completely different tangent, possibly for two segments. I don't know. We're going to talk about Venom or something. Still didn't see Venom, by the way. Venom.
It's good.
I know. I'm annoyed. Somebody asked me, they're like, should I go see Venom or Halloween? I was like, Venom? Why don't you go see Halloween? Who cares? Like, I love scary stuff. There's nothing in my soul that's like, well, I've got to see 70-year-old Jamie Lee Curtis go up against Michael Myers again. I mean, Jamie Lee Curtis could still, you know.
Shouldn't Michael Myers, like, shouldn't you hear the Halloween music and he comes out with that mask on but a walker, right? With, like, big tennis balls on the bottom. Isn't he that old now? Like,
it seems
at least
like
need
it.
A cane, right?
Yeah, it doesn't work. Like, think of, like, our childhood, by the way. And, like, I remember being kind of scarred by I don't know how old I was. I must have been really young, but I just remember like on a Halloween, like Halloween being on in these people's garage and we're watching it. It was terrifying, or you know how weird like Freddy Krueger or Hellraiser can get. But just think now how desensitized we are, because I look at that stuff and I'm like, nothing, whatever. What are you talking about? That crap is nothing. It's not scary. And the stories are atrocious. You want to know what is amazing right now, Bogman?
What's amazing?
The Haunting of Hill House. On Netflix. You watching that?
The Haunting of Hill House. No, I told you this. We've gone through this a million times. I live alone.
You got to watch it.
I am not going to go watch all those creepy movies and something, you know, shifts in my bedroom and I'm paranoid for the rest of the night. No, thanks.
You got to watch it. Like, okay, so here's
no,
the deal.
I don't.
It's a,
and I won't.
It's a 10-part series.
Just like your stupid, what's the show with Chief O'Grady from Super Troopers and Macaulay Culkin's brother.
Oh,
Succession. I'm not going to watch that either. It's crap.
Great show. Okay, so terrible. The Haunting of Hill House. It's a 10-part series. There's some scary stuff. There's a few scary stuff. But what ends up happening is the show, it becomes a kind of a mystery. And it's following a lot of the people in the house. And it's got, oh, man, whoever
who's
the mom
the haunter?
Is.
Like, what is it?
Well, I don't want to give anything away. Essentially,
give all the details away.
All it is it's a family that's in this house and a bunch of stuff goes down and then it kind of jumps into the future where you're dealing with these kids who had this experience and you're going
How
through.
Can I teach these kids?
These kids. You should watch it. It's really, really good. And I've only four episodes in and everyone says it just continuously gets better. Also, there's something magical to me about knowing you're up at like 1 a.m. watching something that I know is clearly terrifying you when you're alone.
No, I've gone like my mom loves those. So like if one of them comes, what does she like? The Conjuring movies. So like she really likes to go see those movies. So I'll like occasionally go see that with her. And then I'm like, yeah, I'm never going to go see another one. So I saw The Conjuring 2, both very interesting. I'm never going to go see The Nun.
No,
I'm no? never going to go see, even though I gave it the big push, I'm not going to go see any Annabelle stuff. And I think I'm done with that, like as a franchise, I'm over it. So
just a little too scared.
It's constantly on HBO. I mean, it's constantly on. Sometimes I'll be watching something and like, you know, I'll have that on the TV. I'll be doing something on the computer and I'll lose track of what's actually on the TV.
What are you doing
and
on the computer?
I see the Conjuring come on. What do you think I'm doing?
Oh,
so this keyboard's pregnant.
Gross.
That's
the grossest thing you've ever said.
I'll see The Conjuring come on or something and I'll be like, nope, got to change the channel. Don't want any of this.
Half mask. So. Got to get out of here.
Now that I've snapped back into reality. So.
I think you should give it a shot. Try episode one.
No.
Just one. No. Did you even do episode one of Succession?
I did. It was terrible.
It was not terrible. You're a liar.
It was awful. Dude, it was awful. Like, okay.
Such a liar.
I'm not a liar. The show is awful. It's about a spoiled brat who really wants to take over for his dad.
Multiple spoiled brats.
Okay. But the show is about the spoiled brat who wants to take over for his dad. His dad is having memory problems. He's having health issues. He says no. And then his brother, who you think is a good guy, says he's going to give this guy there's a gardener on this property or something, and his son is there. And he says he'll give his son, what was it, $1 million if he can hit a home run when they're playing like a home baseball game. And the kid he rounds third and then gets tagged out, and he rips up the check
in front of
his
face. That's great.
That's great. Terrible.
Moment. Yeah.
No, it's awful. I can't watch that stuff.
It's great. I would do that if I won the lottery. I would go do that in front of your
you
face.
Would not.
I'd tear a check up in front of your face, $250,000.
I'd murder you.
I'd be like, oh, you almost had this.
You would have it would go into a trust, and your family would get it because you would no longer be alive.
I'll be like, the only way you get this is if you watch 24 straight hours of The Nun and the Haunting of Hill House.
Done. I can do that for that check. Not a problem.
Would you ever stay at one of those like actual like haunted places?
You know what? I like that show. God.
If you say Ghost Adventures, I'm done.
No, I don't even know what that is. No, it was on MTV. It's like Fear or something.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was the name of it. I mean, it was kind of made up, but like the stories were interesting of the stuff that was going on.
But like you can go stay, like me and my wife always talk about that, like going and staying at like, the Queen Mary. You know, or maybe the place where The Shining was done or something like that. Would you ever stay in a haunted hotel?
Yeah, I'd do that.
You do that, but you won't watch Annabelle?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think hearing something creepy in like
or
a quote-unquote haunted place is way less than seeing the horrific stuff on the TV. I don't know. It's just like my vivid imagination. Like, I don't like that stuff.
Bogman,
so
your vivid imagination, you'll be in a place that's haunted.
Yeah, but I don't really believe in it that much.
Then why are you scared of the show?
Because I just watched it. It's fresh in my mind.
You'll be living the movie if you go to the Queen Mary.
Eh.
I this is the most not me understanding of this is like Odell Beckham saying I don't like water. Like, what are you talking about?
Well, I mean, I'm kind of on the same page with Odell, so.
Well, I mean.
Maybe I'm just not making a lot of sense.
Not
I don't
healthy
know.
People say, like, I don't like water. Not athletes.
There's a difference between seeing like you've seen The Conjuring, right?
Yeah.
There's a difference between seeing someone come to life as a possessed person. You know, I know it's all movies and effects and all that crap.
Do you?
Versus hearing a couple of footsteps down, outside your bedroom.
That's the wildest thing.
That's the worst thing
terrifying.
You ever hear about this. Like, well, I totally heard something like that. You never hear the stuff happening in Annabelle or Conjuring or anything.
I will
stuff.
Take watching 2 hours of a horror movie than hearing footsteps outside my door at a haunted hotel.
I don't know. I take sleeping pills anyway, so I think everyone should be more afraid of me if I took Ambien than of the ghosts. So.
Yeah, you'd be walking around. You won't drink water. You won't drink water, so you have a like cotton mouth. Like, can't speak. That's the weirdest thing.
Water.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. And by the way, that's why New York media is such trash. That we got this story from everybody about how Odell Beckham doesn't like water. Like that, it's like the Tebow stuff. Like, oh, Tebow, he bent his knee, so let's have a big old news story about it. Like, why is everything
Tebow
Odell
did
does?
Touch someone and they stopped seizing, right?
That happened out here.
They were having a seizure.
Arizona Fall League, yeah.
He literally touched them and it went away.
Okay, but Odell Beckham is all he's doing is touching goalposts and breaking.
What would happen if Tim Tebow touched the nun?
Oh, I mean, I think that's like holy water.
Apocalypse?
They'd burn. No, the nun would burn. Would you watch The Nun with Tim Tebow?
I would feel very safe.
I would feel pretty safe, to be honest with you. I'd feel that would be like a little kid with your mom. Like, if I'm with Tebow, I'd be like, everything's going to be all right. Like, I think I'm good.
That's a very good descriptor. Like a little kid being next to their mom is watching one of those movies with Tim Tebow.
I'd be like, Tim, is this all real? He'd be like, it is.
Do you think if Tim Tebow went to stay in any of those haunted places, you think the ghosts all stay away for that night, don't they?
I don't think. I'm telling you. Oh, that's the next reality show, Pogman. Tim Tebow debunks haunted houses. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Tell me you wouldn't watch that.
Great idea. I'd totally watch it.
And, like, I think he'd be all excited about it, too.
We're going to go clear this place out of ghosts like Tim Tebow's the Ghostbuster.
Yeah, Tim Tebow would have, like, Holy Gatorade and stuff. Be like, the ghosts are afraid of the orange.
More successful, Tim Tebow, the baseball player, or Tim Tebow, the TV reality star?
Not even a question, the reality star. Everybody would watch that show.
He's better at baseball than people gave him credit for, though, isn't he? A little bit.
He's better at baseball than he is at football.
Okay.
Is he a better analyst than he is an athlete?
No, absolutely not.
Didn't
they chase him off the SEC network? Like,
he's on ESPN. I think he might be
ESPN owns the SEC network. So,
well, he's still there. I just saw him the other day. He was talking up why Nick Bosa was making a mistake, chasing a paycheck.
Of course, he was.
Chasing cash when he should be there for his team.
Well, I mean, it's not chasing cash when you know you're going to get it. So. Nick Bosa is going to be a top five pick. So,
Tim Tebow, a better religious icon or athlete?
No, the pass.
No, I think he's a better religious icon than anything. Why I want that show. Somebody give me that show. I'm all in about it. I'll watch it. It'll be like the Jay Cutler reality show with his wife, whatever it's called.
I didn't even like. What does he do? Just smoke cigarettes?
He just is like snarky. He just walks around saying snarky things, and like, you know, his wife's like, "Ah, ha, Jay, you're always just so cynical," and he'll just be like, "Yeah," like she'll ask him something, and he'll be like, "No," like that's it, like everything you like every stereotype of Jay Cutler, that's him just living it. It's
why
pretty
are you watching this? Is your wife watching this, and you walk in the room or something? What's going on?
Yeah, sure, that's it. That's it.
Do you guys have it on your DVR?
I hear footsteps and I freak out. Yeah. No, I don't. I don't.
Well,
really
I just take my bottled Tim Tebow tears and put a circle around me, and I'm fine.
All right, there you go. All right, that was a lot of good stuff there. Tell me if you don't love that idea of my Tim Tebow show. I'm all in. It'd be like Tebow Hunters.
Tebow Hunters.
There's a really good name I'm missing.
You gotta come up with a better name.
Yeah. So. Like, what are some other words for ghost? Spooky, the spooky ghost. Ectoplasm.
The spooky ghost. He's slimy.
Poltergeist. What is, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Tim Tebow's Poltergeist Hour, right?
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but it's Tebow Adventures is all I have, like Ghost Hunters or whatever. It's Tebow Hunters.
Tebow and Bill Murray.
Back to the, that'd be good. That'd be weird. Back to the conversation at hand, which we did almost 20 minutes ago because we got off track here. We were just finishing up talking about David Johnson and Mike McCoy's firing. Now, we both agree David Johnson, this is a plus, but we're putting a little bit of a caveat on how much of a plus. And my last statement before we went to break was that I think he is in a weird spot where I think it's universal that everyone wants to buy him, but I think the state that we're in now with him is it's going to be impossible unless you go outside of the running back position, because I think the perfect fit of player is Joe Mixon, because no one's trading. You don't want to trade CMC. It was weird that I got Kamara for David Johnson.
No,
guys like Jordan Howard, they're not going to get it done. You know, even some of the higher performing players like the Philip Lindsay's and stuff, these guys aren't going to get it done. And if Joe Mixon's not going to get done, where I think he's that middle ground person, I think you might have to go out of position. I think you might have to like give up some of that wide receiver depth for it. So let me ask you, and if you disagree, you can let me know, Boggs, but let me ask you a couple players. Ooh, I got a good one.
Okay.
Would you trade for David Johnson, Keenan Allen?
I think the positional stuff is difficult because it depends. I mean, I can see a situation where I'd absolutely do that. If I have, you know, if I've been stuck with Marshawn Lynch, you know what I mean? That's actually what Tim Tebow should do. He should give Marshawn Lynch a massage, right?
Boy,
would that make him immediately better?
Tim Tebow and Marshawn Lynch should have a reality show. Right?
I'm all about that action, boss.
I think those two would be magical.
But not going
in
down
not secular this, sense.
This route again. I think that's a difficult question to answer, because I think that if you need a running back, I would absolutely do that deal. Keenan Allen is underperformed because he hasn't gotten in the end zone. So I can see myself doing that deal. I think for the most part, though, if it's in a vacuum, I'm going to hold on to Keenan Allen.
Okay. Let me throw this other one more for you. We don't need to belabor this point, because actually I want to talk about Marshawn Lynch. Let me just throw this one out for you real quick. So I think you agree, if you're trading out of position, are you with me that you're probably going to have to overpay at wide receiver to still get a guy like David Johnson? You kind of agree with that?
Yeah, okay. I'd say so.
On the Black Book, Joe Pizzapia brought this up out of a worry that Deshaun Watson is a major worry right now with his performance and overall Jaguars performance. Could you see yourself moving DeAndre Hopkins, where you have a lot of wide receiver depth? Maybe you can slide Kenny Golladay in, let's just say, as your wide receiver three now. And I don't know who your one and two are. Maybe it's like, you know, Golden Tate, Robert Woods, and now Kenny Golladay. Would you trade a DeAndre Hopkins for a guy like David Johnson?
No, I don't see any scenario where I do that. Unless, you know, Deshaun Watson goes out for the year and now it's Brandon Whedon. But we've seen Hopkins perform well with bad quarterbacks. So, like, I understand selling Hopkins right now because he's still at top value. I think now is the time where you sell Hopkins. I think if you wait until something happens to Watson, you're obviously not going to get what you expect back. So,
okay, so Keenan Allen is the top that you're going to pay a wide receiver.
Yeah, and Keenan Allen is still, you know. He's I'm looking, he's averaging 14.8 points in PPR league, which is not in the top 25 among wide receivers, by the way. He's like right around 30. So but he only has one touchdown, but he's still, I think, top 12 here. He's around the 12, 13. Let me see. One, two.
Well, here, you look here. We got to go to break. We'll talk a little bit more about this and get to our DFS 13. Lineups here. So more in this league, Bogman of the Welsh coming back at you on the other side of this break.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99, or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
DailyRoto.com's NBA lineup optimizer is now available. The NBA season is here, folks. So it's time to get in on some NBA DFS. And this means that you can use the same tools and projections that DailyRoto.com's NFL premium subscribers are using to win each week for NBA DFS contests. Let's go. You've heard a lot about the DailyRoto.com NFL DFS optimizer here on FNTSY and how its subscribers are winning tournament prizes on FanDuel and DraftKings in the thousands, hundreds of thousands, and the seven $1 million winners they've produced. Well, now you can double your pleasure and cash in on the NBA Daily Fantasy Party too. If you're playing Daily Fantasy Sports and you're not using the Daily Roto tools, projections, optimizers, you are doing it wrong and you're at a competitive disadvantage. So go to DailyRoto.com, click on Go Premium, enter promo code FNTSY for a special discount. Start winning today. That's DailyRoto.com, click on Go Premium, enter the promo code FNTSY, get that special discount, start winning today. DailyRoto.com, the site where millionaires are made, not my local gas station where I purchased multiple tickets. You know, one thing I like about the gas station stuff that's happened too, you could see how much they've just given up. Did you ever see like in the past where those guys would like want to be like extra nice to you? Like I saw somebody commenting on the internet about how when you know, the Powerball's up, everyone's trying to get karma points, and they're like trying to hold open doors, and they're like fighting to open up doors and be nice. And it's like, wouldn't it be great if this is how normal things were? Like gas station people would kind of like do that when it's time to be like, oh, hey, you know, good luck. Hope you win. So they get like a big tip if you win. But I like when you my favorite is when you go to the gas stations where those people could care less. Like they're not going to try any harder than any other day. They're going to just treat you like the normal garbage that they're going to treat you as a gas station worker. They're going to treat you like garbage.
The gas station worker or the people at the gas station,
the people that
like
work
trying
there
to sell their album or whatever.
Oh, no, no. I'm not talking about the guys that are slinging, trying to get their album in your hand. I'm talking about the people that work at the gas station. Like they want to be extra nice because it's common procedure that like you give the person, yeah, the tip
right.
for the person that does it. And then you'll get like the person that's really try hard. But then you go to the gas station and they could care less. They're like, you know, $1 billion ticket. And they're just like, yeah, that's Mega Mill. Here you go. Like, and they just could care less about you as a human. And they're, you know,
you have the worst interaction with those guys. I think. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if you still do this, but do you do the bit where you don't fill your gas tank up all the way?
Yeah, I do.
Why do you do that?
I don't know.
Why do you ever do that? You've constantly done that. Why don't you just fill it up so you don't have to go back and deal with those idiots?
I don't know. You want to know
what
my bit
is? Is that like the only time where you can go in and buy a snack? Is that the thing? Is that where it's coming from?
I honestly, I don't know what it is. It's a mental thing. It's so funny you bring that up.
Fill up the gas tank.
If I
so
go 10 times.
You don't have to go back to the gas station.
If I go to the gas station 10 times for gas, 7 of them are me putting in $20.
Why?
2 of them are me putting in $25, and 1 of them is me filling it up.
Just fill it up every single time so you don't have to go back to the gas station, especially where you like to stop now in between your job and home in the worst part of town.
Yeah,
why,
absolutely.
Why would you do that?
I hate it too because I bank on me not having to stop in the slums, but I end up
but
there.
You always have to.
I know. It's a problem. And I'm on the phone with you and I'm terrified. I'm like, uh-oh, I'm getting low on gas, but I ain't stopping here. Like, this is not where I'm stopping to get gas.
The sun's going down earlier now.
I'm going to be coasting a little bit.
Don't want to get shot.
This is not going to work. Yeah, gun store, liquor store, where are you taking me? That's essentially what it is. So, yeah. So, by the way, speaking of getting karma points, we've been giving out some internet points. Lucky listeners who decided to play our DFS contest.
So just Drew.
So only Drew. I don't know. I think he's upwards of around 2,000 internet points for playing our lineups. And Drew, we've officially cashed you in with your first award for winning all those internet points. And we have delegated Bogman to follow
you. We've
commissioned Bogman to follow you.
We legit almost had a problem. Yeah. So
2,000 internet points gets a Bogman follow.
2,000 what points?
Internet points. Yeah. All right. Oh, I had to say something else.
You said blah, blah, blah points, so I don't know
gibberish.
How much of that whiskey you've been drinking.
No whiskey.
Oh.
No whiskey.
Is it scotch? What are you doing tonight?
A little beer.
Beers? Okay. All right. Knew
Miller
it was
Lite.
Something.
A little Miller Lite.
You know that?
Yeah. You'd follow. So our buddy Drew.
Are you going to buy a Run CMC shirt tonight? Or
No. I can hold my liquor. I don't buy random products. I don't buy products on the internet.
Yeah. You don't buy random things. I'm sure that $2 evaluator. By the way, how many of those Thundercat action figures do you have now?
I don't have any Thunder. By the way, you just made me think of this. I saw somebody, no shocker, it was like a promoted tweet or something or Facebook post to me. And it was this guy that had an entire collection of Thundercat Legos. And I was like, all I could think was Bogman needs this. And you don't even like Thundercats that much.
I don't even like Thundercats.
I don't know. I just saw it and I was like, that's cool. Thundercats as Legos. That's pretty cool.
Boy, you're just extra insulting to me today. Yeah, you're like, yeah, that idiot would spend money on this.
No, that's about me. Like, I get caught in where I look at that stuff and I'm like, that's kind of cool. I'm trying to justify it. Like, Bogman would like that. Maybe I'll get two. Maybe I'll get two of them. Maybe I'll get two of them. One for myself and one for Bogman. Don't want him to feel. I'm too condescending. Don't want to make him feel alone.
You are condescending. You do fall into the something's on sale or it's a deal. Hmm. Like, you will fall into that stuff constantly.
If I didn't have access to RotoGrid's optimizers, I'd be like, well, I can get a 50% discount. I'm in. I have access to them, but
I remember this one specific thing. It was like, you were going to make some cartoons or something, and you're like, well, the software's on sale.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, but are you going to use it a bunch? And you're like, well, it's usually like $500. Yeah. I get it for 150. I'm like, yeah, but you still have to spend 150.
But I'm probably like, going to make a cartoon soon.
How many cartoons did you make with that stuff?
Zero. I think I went on it two times.
You definitely bought it though, right?
Oh, 100%. I still have it. Somewhere. I don't know where it is.
It's probably old now. I just remember that I was trying to, like, I had to give up because I was like, but when are you going to, like, are we there yet? Are we going to do cartoons? Like, what are you thinking? He's like, it's $150.
Let's get it now so we can.
And I was like, I was trying to be logical, and look, I'm way worse spending my money than the Welsh is. Welsh is way better with his money than I am, 100%.
But I get caught. I do get caught.
That was like the one time where I was like, but you don't actually need it.
Known deals will screw me up. No, when I see something, I'm like, well, I probably need this pair of sandals. They're normally $20, and they're $11 right now. How do I not get these?
That's funny.
Ah, 15 pairs of Steve Madden socks for $12. It's a deal.
That's why, you got to support the Wolf of Wall Street. That's why I think you're much bigger on the Black Friday stuff than me.
Oh, yeah. I'm already planning it out. I'm like, all right, what are the things I need to get? Not going anywhere. Not going to do that. But I'll do some internet shopping. We'd welcome.
You'll find stuff on sale.
Listeners that want to buy us stuff on Black Friday, too.
You'll find stuff on sale that you know I want. Oh, yeah. You'll send it to me, and then you'll get pissed when I don't buy it.
It's my favorite thing. I'm like, Bogman, $80, 12-terabyte hard drive. Think of all the sites you could back up on that, and then you don't buy it. And I'm like, what is your problem?
I mean, I'll buy that right now if you can find that deal. I'll buy it right now.
Right now, man. I'll do it. We'll be on the lookout for it. So our buddy Drew, Mr. Boom Shakalaka on the internet, he has fun, though he did plead with us no more high money contest because he lost money this week, though he did win some. He spent $22. He came back with 18, thanks to my lineup, by the way. I believe, if I'm looking at this correctly.
It's not my look, and don't blame me, Drew. I beg you not to do mine.
It was my FanDuel lineup.
Don't use mine ever. No one used my DFS lineup.
My FanDuel lineup, where Jameis Winston, hot fire. Adam Thielen was fire. Ezekiel Elliott, we got in the flex, was good. Some other questionable ones, but he was able to pull home some money. Lost a couple bits. We've cashed in some of the internet points for a Bogman follow. We collectively had Bogman follow. You like to follow people. How many follow now?
No, you don't like to follow people.
How many? Do you follow over 2,000?
I usually follow back. So if someone follows me, in general, I'll follow back. I have calmed down on that just because I lose track of.
So Russian bot 6969, you're going to follow
those. I'm not following back. And if I get weird, if I get too many DMs, or if I get weird DMs like from the cam girls, then I will unfollow.
Is that the best bit, too, where they're just like, hey, thanks for following me. Check out my blah, blah, blah at this link. Yeah. It's like, no.
Here's my Instagram page.
I'd be on Instagram, you idiot.
Want to pay my cable bill?
All right, so.
Oh, what are you going to show me? What's that?
If you'll pay that. Drew and all of our other wonderful listeners that want to attempt at some lineups this week, we are about to present you our DraftKings and FanDuel lineup. So, Mr. Boom Shakalaka, fire up one of those dollar contests so you don't win money. And maybe you could save up for a Welsh follow. It's a little bit more. A little bit more on the internet points.
Yeah, apparently the Welsh is better than me.
No.
That's what he's trying to say.
No. Nope.
Yeah. This is how you worded this. This is how you worded this. We decided Bogman will follow. No, we didn't.
I figure you have 3,000 follow. You follow 3,000 people. What's one more of a great listener in Drew?
Yeah, why don't you follow Drew? He played your lineup. He spent money on you.
There's ITL Army
members. You're too good for
follow.
Drew?
No, Drew's a great guy. I communicate with Drew on the
sounds
internet.
Sounds like you're too good for Drew. No. I'm not. I'm not above people.
That sounds like a
Apparently
slogan.
Apparently you are.
Too good for Drew.
Too good for Drew. That's actually my handle.
Okay. Now, oh, so, very
instead
very
of Bogman
good.
Sports. So, but I'll still follow him.
Okay. All right. DraftKings. Talk to me about where the values are.
Let's move on.
As a collective group here, Bogman. What values did you find on the DraftKings this weekend?
Well, below the poverty line are a couple guys you would expect. Deshaun Watson, 5,500. He is beat to crap. Joe Flacco, 5,400. Prescott, 5,300. Bortles down here. Manning, Smith, all right around 5,000. Darnold, Beathard, and Osweiler all below it. You did have a, should I start Osweiler?
I did.
And I said, no.
It's just like the matchup is good and he's dirt cheap if you wanted to go cheap on quarterbacks. I mean, I couldn't actually put money on a contest where Osweiler was in. I would never do that to myself.
Yeah, but you'll let Drew do it. I see.
No, I wouldn't. I didn't do it.
Mr. Big Shot. Some running backs that are cheap. Mouse Fart is 3,300 down here. Ito Smith, 3,800. Frank Gore, 3,800. Peyton Barber, 3,800. Duke Johnson, 4,000. Now that we know Carlos Hyde's gone, maybe he sees a couple more snaps. I didn't even look to see where Nick Chubb is.
Oh,
can
I'll
you
tell
look
you.
At him?
I'll tell you in a little bit because he is in one of my lineups, if not both.
Powell, 4,200. Hines, 4,300. Mack, 4,400. And then we have Buck Allen, Kerryon, Clement, Hyde, who's not playing anymore. Collins, 48. Drake, 4,900. All below 5,000. And then Latavius, Tevin Coleman, Tariq Cohen, Breida, Michelle, and Howard, all 5,500 to 5,000.
You know what would be great, too, is you know, like if in big tournament plays, you're still going to see like 0.5% of Carlos Hyde being played for people that just didn't adjust their lineup.
Right. They didn't think of it.
Idiots.
They didn't go back. Then the cheap wide receivers, Cole Beasley, Chris Hogan, Cameron Meredith, Kelvin Benjamin, Brother. And Anthony Miller, all below 4,000. Willie Sneed, Albert Wilson, Jermaine Kearse, Antonio Callaway, Kenny Stills, all below 4,500. Robbie Anderson, Goodwin, Godwin, Rodgers, Gabriel, Westbrook, Marvin Jones, all below 5,000. And then Nelson Aguilar, Michael Crabtree, Watkins, Funches, and Shepard, all between 5,400 and 5,000. And then a couple tight ends. There's a lot of really good tight end deals this week. Hooper, 4,200, and Njoku, 4,200. Evan Engram, who's back and should be playing, 4,300. Trey Burton, 5,300. George Kittle, 5,000. And Eric Ebron, 5,400. Ebron.
Kittle, 5,000 sounds like a movie.
Kittle 5,000?
Yeah.
Is that like Power Man? Is that the branch of Power Man 5,000?
Sounds like a robot that would have been in Maniac that we all
first
wish
time,
was real life.
First time I got pulled over, I was listening to What It's Like When Worlds Collide by Power Man 5,000.
What It's Like When Worlds Collide! Remember when...
Turn on your lights when it's dark. Don't get a ticket. Ba-da-da-da-da-da.
Can you imagine like that was an era of rock? You remember like there's this era of like rock rap, and then there were these guys that had all the spiked hair, frosted tips, and a goatee, and they're just like.
What was that? And then Come My Lady, Come My Lady.
Yeah, my butterfly, you know. Sugar. Who was that? Come My Lady, come. I better be careful about searching that, what I just put in. Oh, I got it. Come My Lady is a dangerous thing. Crazy Town.
Crazy Town, that's
yep.
it.
Yep. Other guys that wore skinny jeans, spiked hair, and really too tight necklaces
Boy,
around the neck.
Aren't you really glad that skinny jeans weren't a thing when we were in high school?
Can you imagine?
Ugh.
Can you imagine trying to do that?
I mean, skinny jeans for you and me are just jeans.
Yeah. I mean, I saw the whole thing of skinny jeans. I'm like, well, what's the problem? Like, I haven't committed to the next size. This is just what happens right now. I mean, when we were kids, though, it was like baggy. Like, you had to wear real. It wasn't quite JNCO. Like, I feel like we were a little bit out of the JNCO era. I mean, we were still in it, but it was like everyone is baggy jeans, nothing tight. And now everyone, I mean, I don't know how you comfortably get your pants off and everything is okay back there.
Well, what about like, you know, the gear. You know what I mean?
I think there's going to be an uptick in like testicular cancer in the next like 10 years from all of
That's
these.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're going to see some after effects here. Everyone's like, oh, it's all fine. All right. So those are the values from DraftKings. When we come back, we are going to give you our DraftKings lineups. Then we're going to go FanDuel values and our FanDuel lineups. Historically, I have been winning money on FanDuel. I think for three straight weeks, I have had a
historically
money-winning contest. It only happens on FanDuel. Let's see if I can break that with DraftKings, and let's see if Bray Bogman could break the drought of winning on none of them.
I think I won 2 weeks ago.
No way. Really?
I'm pretty sure I did. Yeah.
Drew, can you confirm that? You're our official DFS guy.
Yeah, just DM me and not the Welsh.
Yeah, because you follow Bogman follows you. You can DM him. Let him know. All right. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Segment hour two, segment six, whatever it is. We'll be back. Coming back.
Like a great pass rusher, the Roto experts will help you sack your fantasy football competition. When you register for their exclusive Edge fantasy package, you get a cheat sheet generator plus a player database with sortable projections and rankings from the best in the business. And you can join the fantasy conversation in the 24/7 Slack chat channel. Visit rotoexperts.com to register for the exclusive Edge fantasy package and enter the promo code FNTSY and you get a 10% discount. That's the rotoexperts.com exclusive Edge fantasy football package, promo code FNTSY.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey.
Welcome back. In This League online at InThisLeague.com. On Twitter at Is It The Welsh and Bogman Sports. And most importantly, Patreon.com/ITL Army. Come join us. Come have some fun and support your boys while you're at it. We give you extra shows. We give you chats. We've got the GroupMe app so you can have direct contact with us and a bunch of other ITL members that make fantasy sports so much fun.
So much fun.
We haven't dropped a so much fun in a while. Ooh, been a little bit, right. Bachman. Been too busy having Paris Hilton on our podcast.
You've been too busy not following people?
Yeah. I don't remember the last person I followed.
Yeah, it's probably been so long.
Like maybe Nate Hamilton. Maybe the last
Nate
one.
Nate Hamilton.
Maybe Nate. Maybe a prospect person. Someone,
I tried
someone
to hit
really
up,
important.
I tried to hit up Nate when we had Gary cancel on us last minute on to be the guest on our ITL pod, and he just didn't respond to me.
Not at all. Ah, good. No. That's where we're at now with Nate.
Yeah, yeah. He's had enough of the Christian McCaffrey tweets. And apparently enough of responding to me on Twitter.
Well, I mean, you follow everybody. He doesn't feel important, Bogman.
I guess not. Yeah, I guess that's what it is.
How quick was that run of Nate? Like, we get introduced to Nate like 3 months ago. We did the show on Fantrax, the Fantasy Black Book. And then it's a big old whirlwind. And now he's done talking to us. Let's talk about it on the Black Book. Let's have a whole segment talking about why Nate will not communicate with us anymore.
Probably because I've asked him 2 weeks in a row last minute.
Last
you
minute.
Know?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's just like, there's no guilt in saying no. It's last minute.
What kind
you know
of
what
guilt?
I mean?
What kind of guilt could there be?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Dwight Howard, let's talk about our DraftKings lineups, Bogman. You want to do that?
All right, I'll go first. My quarterback, I have Jared Goff against the Niners. I know you'll like that one.
That's a great one. That's a winner, by the way.
I also have Todd Gurley against the Niners.
How much is Goff, by the way?
Goff, 6,600. I think he's the second highest quarterback.
Okay, prices would be good. Todd Gurley, 9,800.
Yeah, you're going to be surprised at my second running back.
CMC.
Kenyon Drake. 4,900.
Oh, wow. Really?
Detroit gives up the third most rushing yards. So over 150 yards a game. He still gets the carries. I know Gore more efficient last week, but Drake gets the snaps. He gets the touches. So I went with Kenyon Drake. My wide receivers, I went expensive. I went AJ Green against the worst pass defense in the NFL, Kansas City. And plus, they should probably be playing catch up. So I like AJ Green this week. I went with your boy Marquise Goodwin, another catch up game, I'm assuming. Maybe a couple deep hitters that worked last week against Green Bay. Yeah, but Marcus Peters sucks.
Okay.
Antonio Callaway. Tampa Bay has the worst pass defense in the NFL, so Cleveland, I think, can pass on them. Antonio Callaway still getting the snaps, still getting the looks, even if he can't catch the ball. Same logic with my tight end, David Njoku, at 4,200. Went with the honorable Judge Ito Smith against Atlanta at 3,800 in my flex, and I had enough to go with the Jaguars defense because I predict a huge rebound for them against the Houston Texans.
I like that one. All right. At quarterback, I actually thought this was a really good value. I got Tom Brady at 6,100. And if you take a look at it, there were how many quarterbacks were there? There was 7 quarterbacks above Tom Brady. Now, I know it's the Bears, and that's all fine and dandy.
Bears are 5th against the pass. That's why he's cheap.
Still Tom Brady, though. So
it still is. Yeah.
Yeah. I can spend a little bit less. Go with Tom Brady. I feel very comfortable with it. Like you, I went with Todd Gurley, 9,800, but he is just a huge play this week. And I wanted to go expensive on both running backs. I took Joe Mixon versus the Kansas City Chiefs, 7,600. What you think about Joe Mixon?
Well, I think I might have him in another lineup. So
look at that.
Obviously, I like that call.
All right, wide receivers. I went big on one, which was a no-brainer for me, Adam Thielen. So it's been a lot of studs. You know, Brady, Gurley, Mixon, Adam Thielen, who's 8,600 against the Jets. Fantastic matchup. I think he continues on. I don't see a slowdown. So I had to start finding some values. And I actually think I found some really good ones on DraftKings. You already mentioned one. I've been talking up Antonio Callaway for the last week. Love this matchup. Love this play for him, only 4,300. And assuming we might be without Allen Robinson, I'm going with Taylor Gabriel against the Patriots, 4,700. I like that one. Tight end, I actually went the same game but opposite. Jameis Winston loves him some Cameron Brate. So Cameron Brate at 3,100. The flex we talked about, Nick Chubb, 3,600 on DraftKings this week. But the problem with him is expectations is he's going to be in everyone's lineup. Like everyone's.
Yeah, that's true.
So I do have him 3,600 and defense. I went with the Saints against the Baltimore Ravens. So
I like it.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And they're only 2,200. They're one of the really cheap ones. So I think this is actually my favorite DraftKings lineup I've put together so far, because for whatever reason, I struggle on DraftKings and I feel a lot more confident and better about my lineups on FanDuel. Continuous thing. And I don't win on DraftKings.
I don't know how confident I am in this lineup, but I do. I think it's well constructed. I think that it's. I mean, I have some. You know, Callaway and Ito and Goodwin are all super boomer bust, and I'm hoping that, you know, Kenyon Drake has the matchup, so I think it's going to work here.
What's your level of confidence?
Like
one to five bogs.
Like a 6 out of 10.
Okay, so you're not like right there.
No, I'm not. Okay. No,
I'd say
I'd ask Drew to not put any money on this lineup.
So don't even play it.
I wouldn't play it. We have been successful. I would play this lineup.
Got to put a dollar on it.
Yeah, I would put a dollar on it, but our stupid state doesn't allow DFS. So
boy, what is that about? By the way,
it's about the casinos out here lobbying. People. I mean, that's a whole thing.
We're about to turn into some political talk radio here in a minute. We can start talking about this because I got a lot of opinions on that and we've kind of gotten there. All right, let's go over to the FanDuel side let's see if we feel more comfortable about it. What kind of values do we have?
Once again, not values at quarterbacks at all because they make you pay for a quarterback. So Brock Osweiler's at 6,500. I think the average is 6,600 on FanDuel when you fire up. Bortles, Beathard, and Derek Anderson. That's it.
Oh, boy.
That's it. So running backs, you have a lot of options. Also, once again, can you look up Chubb? Because I don't think I had him before that trade the other day on this list. Capri Bibbs, 4,500 way down there. Bunch of guys banged up for Washington. Looks like they're all going to play. But if one of them goes out, he could be a cheap emergency play. Once again, Johnson 5,100, Ito 5,400, Powell 5,600 Frank Gore, Nyheim Hines, Marlon Mack, Chris Thompson, all under 6,000. Just over 6,000 are Corey Clement, Peyton Barber, LeSean McCoy, Jordan Howard, Matt Breida, and Kenyon Drake. And Coleman are 6,300 and down. And then the more expensive but under the poverty line still, Collins, Latavius Murray, and Kerryon Johnson, all 64 and 65 and 65. Wide receivers down here, Zay Jones, real low, maybe better with Anderson, who knows. Antonio Callaway is cheap again, 4,800. Amendola, Curse, Traquan Smith, 5,100. Anthony Miller, Robbie Anderson, Willie Snead, all below 5,500. Stills, Goodwin, Albert Wilson, 5,500. Taylor Gabriel, right under 6,000. And then over 6,000 guys, there's a bunch of decent ones. Aguilar, Beasley, Shepard, Marvin Jones, Funches, Watkins, Jarvis Landry, John Brown, and Michael Crabtree are all below the poverty line there. And then tight ends, it's just the same group, really. Evan Ingram, David Njoku, Hooper, Rudolph, Reed, Burton, and Kittle are below average.
Okay. Do you want to just go mine, or do you want to go positionally talking?
Go apparently the winners first, so go ahead.
Okay. At quarterback, I went a little bit cheaper than I did on the other end with Tom Brady. This time I went with Andy Dalton versus Kansas City, 7,800. Bogman.
7,800.
What do we think?
I think a lot of people are going to be playing the Red Rifle.
It's true. Jameis Winston was the same price. Guys under him were Carson Wentz, Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford's actually not a bad one at 7,500 if I was looking to save some money. That is interesting. But I'm going to stick with Andy Dalton at 7,800. Running backs. We're going big. I continued Joe Mixon again, 7,700, but this time adding Saquon Barkley versus Atlanta. Ooh. Love Saquon Barkley, 8,200.
I like that.
All right. Apparently, I have a giant stack because I'm going Odell Beckham with 8,500.
That's a Monday night game, too. I know a lot of people, some people just play the Sunday, but I like the full slate. Like, go like a normal fantasy lineup, right?
Yeah, exactly. Have all the options. I have got Robert Woods against 49ers, 7,700. And then I went a little bit cheap at wide receiver, Jermaine Curse, 5,000, assuming, you know, he is going to be a heavy dose of the offense. No Quincy Enunwa, probably no Terrell Pryor. And, you know, I think he's a possession guy, so I think he's a nice, safe option. I went at tight end, Trey Burton, 6,000, a little bit more expensive at the tight end versus New England. I went with New Orleans defense again, and then flex, we talked about him, Nick Chubb, 4,800 versus Tampa.
4,800. Yeah, I like those ones. For me, I went with, I hit that Monday night game as well, with Matt Ryan as my quarterback, 8,600. Not sure how much I think I might change that because I did do this last night, and I keep thinking about Calvin Ridley. And you know what? I'm just going to flip it as we're going right now. I'm going to go back to Jared Goff. Okay. So Jared Goff again against your Niners. So sorry to pick
play,
any
play Stafford. Play Stafford, 7,500.
No, nah, I'm going to stick with Goff. So then Joe Mixon at 7,700. I'm with you there. I got James White against Chicago. I like that matchup, 7,300. My wide receivers I went expensive on here. AJ Green, Adam Thielen, and Antonio Callaway is my cheap guy there.
I like it.
My flex, I went with Marquise Goodwin again. I like that boomer bust play, especially if you're playing a 50-50 or in a tournament. And then tight end, Nick O'Leary had a ton of snaps for Miami last week, and Brock Osweiler seemed to like him. And he's super cheap at 4,500. I flip-flopped on my defense, too, because they're the exact same price. I could have gone with the Cowboys against Washington, which I do like, but I don't know. You ask me I'll ask you what you like better. Do you like that one, Colts against Washington? Washington's a little banged up at wide receiver and at running back. Or do you like the Colts defense? Now, I know we don't like the Colts defense. It's bad, but they're playing Buffalo, who's inept.
Right. What was the first one? You said Colts versus the Redskins the first
time. I'm sorry. Yeah, Cowboys versus Redskins.
Okay, so it's you have the Cowboys defense against Washington.
Or the Colts against Buffalo.
I would go Colts.
I got the Colts in, so that's the one that I have right now. So
I mean, I'm Derek Anderson, no.
Yeah, I mean, but to be honest, Derek Anderson could be an improvement on what they've had. All they've had is Nathan Peterman and
you think that's possible?
Josh Allen.
I don't know if that's possible.
Well, Josh Allen had one good game against Minnesota. He's been terrible outside of that. And you know, Nathan Peterman cries when he can't get anything right and talks about how there's way more to life than football. That's what you want to hear out of your quarterback.
Yeah, that's the best thing. That's the best thing to divert attention is don't talk about football. Talk about
Gary,
the things that are
Gary
more important.
Gary had some opinions on that.
Oh,
on
did he?
Podcast.
He showed up. Oh, that's cool.
He did show up for that one.
That's good. He showed up for that. That's good to get it. I would have loved that opinion on the ITL football podcast, but we didn't get it because he didn't show up. So, everything okay for him? Everything good?
Yeah. I guess he's all right now. So
okay.
He was tweeting a ton during the Thursday night game, which he has to cover for Bleacher Report. So that's what, because I was like, hey, do you want to go later? And he was like, no, can't.
More
gotta
important
do
things.
Thursday night football. So. Yep. Well, he does get paid for that, so can't blame him there.
Nope, you can't. All right, so there you go. Can you imagine, like, I still can't get over it. Like, Drew, what a guy Drew is. I think...
You can't get over how nice he is, but you can't follow him on Twitter.
I think everybody should go follow Drew on Twitter. I think.
Except
so what is it?
You.
Boom Shakalaka, what's his Twitter handle again? Mr. Boom, Mr. Boom Shakalaka.
There you go.
Drew, go follow
Drew.
Why
don't you just hit follow on it? You're obviously on it. Just
no, I'm not.
Follow.
I'm not. I'd have to really scroll down. I got a lot of tweets.
Well, you know who it is, so why don't you just go to search Twitter at Mr. Boom Shakalaka? I bet it shows up after Mr. Boom. And then you could hit click follow.
Mr. Boom. Nah, it doesn't. I'll look it up later.
Won't. You won't follow him.
I like Drew. Drew will tweet me. Drew will tweet me after he plays a lineup, and we'll maybe get a little follow in there, right?
Yeah, I don't know. He'll just contact me through a DM. He can now. So
yeah, look at you cashing in those points. All right, we got to get into the Week 7 plays. Also, the first week of the NFL season where we've got four teams on bye. What are the four teams again? Run them by me.
It's Seattle, Pittsburgh, Oakland, and the other guys. I'm not looking at it right now.
I forgot. Oh, so that's why. I forgot Bogman wasn't able to like our guest Bogman. It didn't show up to Thursday night with Bogman. But you are making it up.
My car broke down.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. That's all the excuses. But
Green Bay.
I was about to say you. I forgot like you're actually making it up. And I was like, why is Bogman like being so like wanting to make this up and throwing out Sundays? It's because the Steelers are on bye week.
Oh yeah, I mean, I wouldn't do that on a normal week, so.
I completely forgot about that. Do you feel like, can you rest easy that you don't have to like go through the pain
of beating the Bengals they did last week?
Just the pain in general, the general pain of like screaming, the ups, the downs, all that type of stuff.
No, I mean, I would rather watch them
play. The neighbors calling the cops, that type of thing.
That's never happened.
You don't think so?
No, the cops never showed up at my place for that.
I think we have something that's got, there's no way. I feel like you just set yourself up for that to happen.
Maybe we'll see. I know my old neighbor who lived upstairs he's also a Steelers fan, and he actually lives we both moved to the same apartment complex. He lives way on the other side of it now, but he had his new neighbor call the cops on him the day he moved in.
That's the worst.
And she's called three times on him now.
You still talk to your old neighbor?
Well, I mean, I see him every once in a while. So he works like right next to the grocery store that I go to. So I'll see him every once in a while.
Yeah. He has buddies.
Well, I've seen him like twice. So, yeah, I talked to him. I saw him the day I moved in. He came over and said hi. And then he told me about the crazy lady that called the cops on him. And then the next time I saw him, I said, whatever happened with that crazy lady that called the cops on you? And he told me the story. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're buddies to that extent. Yeah.
It's a solid story. I want to hear more.
Man, you get really upset when I talk to other people that aren't you.
No, I was enjoying the story. So don't go anywhere.
I'm sure you were.
We have got more of this coming.
I'll tell it to you in a DM if you haven't unfollowed me.
Bogman's killing me this show. We got more coming up. It's hour three. We're going to be breaking down every bit of the action outside the four teams that are on bye. So don't you go anywhere. That's Bogman. I'm the Welsh. This is In This League, Week 7. Coming up. Side of the break.